Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all. And good morning to all those online this morning. And in case Stuart gets to hear this in some form, we'll say good morning to Stuart and send our love and blessings and prayers to him. Yeah. So today is Father's Day. So today we give thanks for our earthly fathers, but of course we always hold God the Father in the greatest honour. And I just wanted to share some thoughts. I was saying yesterday, wasn't I, about I enjoy the time, just even if there's not much coming out here, I'm getting lots of time with the Lord to prepare, which is lovely. And I've been listening to some videos by David Pawson. I'm sure a lot of you would have heard of David Pawson. He was a Baptist church in Guildford, I believe. Anyway, and he did a series on the character of God, and there's 10 videos. I'm not going to share all, and I'm only up to about number 4, and I have to keep going back and re-listening. But I love the depth he goes into, but I just wanted to share today as we think about the Father this morning, and that's who we've come to worship. So there is one begotten Son. In Luke 2:49, Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" In many verses in the Gospels, it says that Jesus went up on a mountain to pray and began with Father. And this is something I've learned. Jewish boys and girls were taught to pray at bedtime from David's Psalm 31, verse 5. "Into thy hands I commit my spirit." And of course, just before Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." Jesus quotes Father many times in the Gospels. And he used the word Abba, which means daddy. And we read in Mark's Gospel, 14:36, when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying before his arrest. God has many adopted sons. By the grace of God, we are his sons. John 1:12, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." You come to know God as your Father the moment that you accept Jesus as your Savior. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Abba, Father.'" He gave this privilege to us. The Apostle Paul also uses the term Abba in Romans 8:15 and Galatians 4:6. What a wonderful Father we have. And I thought it might be lovely to start with the Lord's Prayer this morning. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I just wanted to read from Psalm 68 before we begin our praise. Sing to God, sing praise to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Amen. So we're going to start with the hymn, Gracious Father, Son and Spirit, ever joined in bonds of love. And of course, this is to the tune of Here Is Love.
I do apologise for the sunglasses, so not trying to look cool, I left my glasses at home. So.
As your people declare your mighty works.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name.
So today, so that we could fit in yet another worship song, we're going to have some prayers of adoration to our Lord. And then we'll have a song, and then we'll pray for one another and all those known to us that need our prayers. So please do offer your prayers too, whether it's out loud or in your hearts. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can praise you every day, not just on Father's Day. And you are the Father. We thank you for our earthly fathers, warts and all. But most of all, we thank you for you, Father. Where would we be without you? We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to bring us forgiveness of sins, to cleanse us through the shedding of his blood. Oh, Father, we can't imagine what that was like for you to do, but we thank you. Each one of us, for your grace in sending Jesus. And so much to thank you for. We look around us and we look at your creation and particularly enjoy it as the sun is shining. But each thing is so beautiful. Every blade of grass, every tree, every flower, the sea, the sky. We could go on all day praising you for your creation. So thank you, Father. Thank you that you found us. You didn't leave us lost. So we lift your name up high today and every day. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Good morning. Hello, Trevor.
Go into praising the Father again. Father, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let's bring our prayers for those that we love and know that need your touch at this time. And I will be quiet for a moment so that you have the opportunity to bring your prayers.
Fire. Are you happy to watch what happens?
Sarah Jane to you. We seem to see less of her recently, so be with her, Lord. Let her know your presence with her wherever she is. And for Dennis and Joan and Chris and Sarah. So as we think of Friday, we pray, of course, for Eunice, as Rita has said, and all the family and those coming. We pray for all the technical things that need to happen and everything just coming together to so that the service runs smoothly and that our focus is on remembering Bruce and celebrating his life here on earth. Lord, just let it flow that he is our focus that day as we give our thanks to you for his life. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name. Father, let me be yours and yours.
From Psalm 149, verses 1 to 18. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become light around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The light will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days that are ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Amen. I love that verse. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So I thought we'd follow this psalm with Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
in a moment we're going to hear from Brian a little bit about his father, and from Bruce B via me about his father, and from Richard. Is there anyone else that would like to share about? No, I'm not looking at anybody. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't not run it by anybody. Right. But just before they do, I wanted to acknowledge the fathers in our presence. There is no present, but so the father, obviously. So Bruce Barker and Brian and Robert, and I know, and Stuart. We think of Stuart today as a lovely father. I'm sure Sharon would agree with that.
Yeah.
And we want to acknowledge and always give our prayers to Brian. Sometimes these days can be difficult. We want to show our love to you, Brian, and we want to continue praying for a breakthrough for Helen. We know the Lord can do it. And we remember David today. It's not an easy day for Robert, with the children being in Brazil and Canada, but he had a beautiful card from Dominic this morning from Brazil online. The post doesn't work between Brazil and here, but he had a beautiful online card. Lizzie's not up yet, so no doubt we'll hear from her later. But we acknowledge all our lovely fathers. As I said in my prayers, walks and all, no earthly father is perfect. So we give thanks to our Father. So, Brian, shall I do Bruce's first, and then you can follow? About John. So we're thinking of John today. I don't know if he'll hear this. So Bruce says, when my dad enlisted in the Royal Marines, his drill sergeant nearly went mad as dad could not tell his left from his right. He was stationed in Malaya and had the dubious distinction of being run over by a boat. His job on that boat was to jump ashore with the rope to hold the boat in it. But he mistimed it. Oh dear. Ouch. I think. Yes. When I was young, Dad was the scout leader of King's Kurzweil troop. We have that in common. My dad was a scout leader and was in the Rovers until he was 27. He was offered an old army hut in Ipplepen, but we had to dismantle it ourselves. This was very successful until my father, who kept telling the scouts to be careful with the beams, dropped one on his foot, pinning it down with a nail. My days. Buddy's lived to the ripe old age at 91? Two? Is he had a birthday?
Three!
Oh, I've lost count, sorry. 93, right. Despite being hit by a boat and a nail in his foot. These are just two of the stories I have about my dad, who sadly is at the end of his life, but can remember a lot about his past, such as listening to VE Day on the wireless, what to do if a bomb was going to explode near you. You laid down flat put your hands over your ears and took a deep breath and held it until after the explosion. Otherwise, all the air would be sucked out of your lungs. I never knew that. Wow. And he also remembers his time as a telegraph boy in London. So thanks for that, Bruce. Some fun sharings there. Brian?
With my father, he was in the First World War. He never spoke about that. Well, a lot of the people, he was in the First World War, never spoke. I think that's what, in later life, he developed bronchitis like that. So I don't know what that's to do with that, you know, being in the trenches and that, you know. But always, he was up at Eat railway station. He was a porter. And I would often go up there, and I would, he would give me charge of the guard to have a ride on the train. You know, I can remember their names now. Jack Harvey was the guard, and Ted Boyles, Bill Pitts. Sam Tucker was a driver, but I did know that, I always remembered that everybody seemed to know each other on that branch line, because the branch line ran from Exeter to Heathfield. And that was a diversionary route when the door was sealed off, a problem. They sent all the trains down through the Green Valley.
Oh, really?
And that was a... Well, they closed the line, each in and that, and that was it. And always I remember going to Paignton on the train, and one of the things was to go to the Igloo ice cream. It was in Torbay Road, because it's not there now. But it was lovely whipped ice cream. And you could sit inside and have a knickerbocker floor. Yeah. Done that side. Had that sometime.
Yeah,
it's like that. He was pretty well, he wasn't too strict, but he was strict enough. Like,
that generation.
And of course, in those days when you develop bronchitis, there's no antibiotics that you've got today. Yeah. He probably would have cured that. But of course, being on his lungs all that time, it got worse in the winter.
Yes, fond memories.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Thanks, Brian.
I didn't realise there were rough areas of Worcester, but apparently there were. But I think he kicked against that quite a lot, and you can tell from these early photos when he's wearing a suit in all of them. And I think he really tried to bring himself up from that type of upbringing, you know. When he was young, he had some problems with his breathing. And they sent him to an open air school, and I don't. People nowadays don't know what an open air school is. They've never heard of it. But I don't know if you all have heard of open air schools.
Yeah,
ah, right. Okay.
Is that in the rain?
Well, they had a roof, thankfully, but at least a couple of the walls would be open, so the weather could presumably help with the breathing. But it didn't do him any harm anyway, I don't think.
No.
But
Dad, great idea.
Dad became a Christian in his early years. He went to the Salvation Army, and that's where he met Mum. And he was always throughout his life a very strong Christian. His faith was very important to him, and he brought me up that way too. So there you are, another one with a C. This was Dad when he was 18, believe it or not. And that one was, I think he was 16 there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very grown up.
It does, doesn't it? That's Dad's wedding day. And Mum has also been brought up Christian, but her faith was also very strong. And of course, they met at the Salvation Army, but they went to the Evangelical Church in Worcester, and that's where I went until Mum passed away when I was six, and we went to a different... we carried on going to that church for a while, but then we moved away. Yeah, that's, you may recognise more than one person there. Dad was a very, very good dad, and everybody says that. He really was. Brought us up the right way. We had a lot of holidays when we were young. Dad was a very keen believer in holidays, so he would save up. We didn't have much money, but he would save up and he would make sure we got at least one holiday a year. That was at West... well, I had three sisters. The stepbrother. So, yeah. So that was Dad's mum and dad there. That was a Western Supermare, so a lot of my memories of Dad are from the holidays, or my best memories of him, because he seemed to sort of get relaxed and come alive on holiday. That was at Skegness. He was helping me build a dam over the stream there. I don't know if you can see okay from over there. Went on a sailing and rowing holiday, and he really enjoyed that. We had a lot of fun on holidays, as well, as you can see. Yes, yeah, that's right. And another holiday there. So, Dad, after Mum died, he obviously became Mum and Dad to us. And he did a very good job still. He still worked, and we went to Nana Grandad's. So a lot of my memories are to do with Dad. His Christian faith was very, very important to him, so everything he did was based on that, and everything he taught us was based on that. So I have him to thank. That was taken about 9 months before he passed away. He died at 55 from cancer. But it does show him that just as everybody sort of knew him, a very happy and kind person. That's my dad.
Richard and Brian.
Those lovely memories. So we turn once again from our earthly fathers to our Father in heaven, and we're going to sing how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure. You lost collection.
That's fine.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. And so, as we come to take communion, let's just pray. Father, we want to keep on thanking you. Thanking you for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for Jesus' pain on the cross that we can never begin to imagine. Thank you for his blood shed for us. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for our new life in his new life. And thank you that we died to the old life and we're born again to this new life. Thank you for the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and guiding us each day. So as we come to come to break bread, we remember his broken body on the cross for us. Thank you, Rita. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood for us. So our last song today, I didn't realize I've chosen two of our children's lullabies today, Abba Father and this one, Father God I Wonder. Two very special songs. So we're going to finish with Father God, I Wonder.
Thank you.
fell. I think he was father to many, am I right? You know, I mean, obviously we all know Graham well, but there were others too. Yeah. And so I think, you know, we want to acknowledge those in our lives who become father to the fatherless. So I love that scripture and that song. So thank you, Lord. Lift your name on high. Say the grace.